and we are joined here on the Taurus Broadcast Network by Houston Astros Director of Player Development, Sarah Goodrum. And Ryan Wroblewski is going to go out and have a little talk with Dalen Miley. So, Sarah, this is a Taurus group that now has about a month and a half under their belt, but we have seen some movement throughout the organization and guys who started here in Asheville who had the opportunity to go up to AA, and maybe some guys in Fayetteville who have had the opportunity to come up here to Asheville. What's your take been on some of the individual player progress throughout the course of this season from some of the guys who have had ties with the Taurus so far this year?
Absolutely. I think, you know, one thing to highlight is some of the moves upward from a position player standpoint. Mm-hmm. You know, Kennedy Corona, Joey Loperfido, and Drew Gilbert, of course, are now in AA and holding their own really well and doing really great up there, which is awesome to see. So that was exciting. And then, you know, Michael Knorr came up here. Joey Mancini just recently joined him from the pitching side, and Michael had a really good outing this earlier in the series, which was really great to see.
Yeah, Knorr was fantastic. Struck out 9 and 4 2/3, allowed just the one hit. And Joey also pitching pretty well in his Taurus debut. And I love how you mentioned the three position players who were called up, and they're holding their own in AA, because just because a guy leaves Asheville, we're still pulling for him. So I like to follow very close. Jackson Glenn ended up hitting a single into left field, and now Tres Gonzalez, that's the third bunt of the inning. Miley picks it up, throws to first. This will be a sacrifice. And action early and often here in the top of the third as the Asheville Taurus and the Greensboro Grasshoppers are tied up 2-2. But, Joey Loperfido and Kennedy Corona, and you know, we were fortunate enough to see them at the end of last year, and I really thought they were a big piece as far as what enabled the Taurus to be competitive down the stretch. So to see them moved up and Drew as well, I would imagine that's something that your staff was very excited to see.
Absolutely. It's just great to see, you know, going up to AA, it's a big jump. You know, and it's a big deal. And so when the guys go up there and hit the ground running and don't really slow down or show any signs of needing to get adjusted, it's always exciting for them.
Now, I want to ask you this. Taurus do have the infield in. Runners at second and third, one down. We're all tied up. As a player in the organization, your goal, without a doubt, you want to move up. You want to continue to improve and hone your skills. But as a staff, as a player development staff, what's it like for you guys when a player does get called up? Is there a sense of happiness or you know, what's it like when you guys are able to call someone up? Because, you know, the player is going to be really happy, but I would imagine you and your staff are pretty pleased as well.
Oh, for sure. I think it's always fun being able to tell the staff, hey, we're going to move these guys up. And, you know, here Nate does a really good job at making it a unique experience and feeling out how to deliver the good news. So it's a testament to the staff as well. I mean, obviously the player has to go play and do what he's doing, so the credit goes to him. But I also think it's important to highlight the staff, especially here. We have such a great group of coaches here that really work hard with the guys every single day.
Dalen Miley just picked up a huge strikeout on Jace Bowen. Now there are two away, so Hudson Head the batter. You have Chang at third, Glenn at second, tied up at two here in the top of the third inning between the Taurus and the Grasshoppers. Nate Shaver in his third year managing the Asheville Taurus, but you know, Nate's got some new guys on staff this year. We talked about Sean Buchanan. How about Asheville's hitting coach, Brian Muniz? Tell us a little bit about Brian, who was also in the Florida Complex League last year.
Yeah, Nate has an entirely new staff this year. Brian's great. Brian's a really knowledgeable hitting coach. He was last year down in the Complex League and did an awesome job on multiple ends down there, working with our rehab guys and the guys that were playing in the FCL as well. But you know, Brian was actually a former player in the Astros organization, so I think he brings a lot of relatability to the players here He's been in their shoes before, so he understands what they're going through. But at the same time, Brian's also really, really in tune with, one, the swing, but also the approach and game planning that these guys need to go through every single day. So we knew he was ready to come to High A, and he's been awesome so far.
He's been a joy to work with, no doubt about it. And I love the energy he brings to the park every day. It's a 2-1 pitch for Miley is in for a strike. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Well, Sarah, I want to transition a little bit to the big league club, the Houston Astros, coming off of an outstanding season, World Series champions. What was that like as part of the front office to be able to experience a World Series winning season?
Surreal. It was my first year in the org. And you get to watch the guys win a World Series, uh-huh. which was pretty incredible. And when you look back on it, I think being a part of the postseason, just being able to, you know, go to Philadelphia, go to New York, go to Seattle, in the moment, you don't, doesn't really quite register like what's going on until maybe a month or so after. And you're like, that was a pretty wild run, and it was pretty exciting for the guys, and they worked so hard, the coaches and the players up there, to get that. So it was awesome to see.
2 balls, 2 strikes, and there's a swing and a miss by Hudson Head. That'll retire the side. Well, all things considered, nicely done by Dalen Miley. He keeps this game tied up. A couple of big strikeouts. Hopper Stranda, a couple of runners in scoring position. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to try and get Sarah to join us for one more half inning with the tourists at the plate. Bottom of the third is coming up next. 2-2, our score. Home half of the third inning, tied up at 2. Jack Carey on for his second inning of work, and Carey going to face the South Atlantic League leader in the batting title race. Zach DiZenzo takes curveball for strike one. DiZenzo singled in the first inning and came around to score. 0-1 pitch is chopped foul third base side. It's 0-2. I'm Doug Maurer, and I am joined by Sarah Goodrum, the Houston Astros Director of Player Development, for a second half inning. And Sarah, I'd like to ask you about Zach. I don't typically like to single out specific players, but a guy like Zach has gotten off to such a strong start here and really kind of taken on a leadership role. What have you seen from DiZenzo as he swings and misses here and is retired first out of the inning?
Yeah, Zach's had a really, really great start to the year. It's really exciting to see. And I think the thing that stands out the most is that he just finds the ability to put the barrel on the ball really consistently. And his strength and his size really comes out with that, because he can hit the ball really hard when he does. And seeing him consistently do that's been really exciting.
First pitch to Tim Borden, fouled away right side. Tim coming off a very nice game yesterday, 3-4 with the 3-run homer and an RBI double. Borden up over 320 on the year. Rounded out his first trip, and he takes high, count even at 1-1. Sarah, a lot of times at the minor league level, there are fans who like to talk about the prospect rankings, and I really try and stay away from all that, you know, getting to know the players and that sort of thing. I feel like if you go out there and you perform, you know, people are going to see it. But there are all these different publications that do all these different types of rankings within the organization. Is that something that you and your staff pay any attention to at all, or is it more of just a, hey, these are our guys, these are their goals, and that's what we're going to focus on?
I definitely think it's the latter. I think you're always going to have some awareness of what outsides are saying. But at the end of the day, it's about us making sure that, you know, we're providing development plans for all the guys that are in our system, and they're getting taken care of, and they're progressing positively, and we're helping them along the way.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because, again, a lot of that stuff is, you know, it's fun talk show topics and that sort of thing, but when it comes down to it, you know, everyone I feel like has the same opportunity, and we have certainly seen players who haven't been on those prospect lists go out and have great success at the highest level. Ryan Wroblewski, the batter, boarded and took a called strike three, so the tourists have nobody on, 2 outs. We're in the bottom of the third inning. This game knotted up at 2. Wroblewski with an RBI single. This is one of the guys who began the year in low A, moved his way up here to Asheville and hit for the first cycle in Taurus history. Well, first cycle since 2007, but it feels like a very long time out in Bowling Green. And so Ryan has certainly fit in very well to this Taurus lineup. 1-2 pitch, and it's a towering fly ball down the left field line into foul territory. Long run for Hudson Head, but he will get over there and make the catch. A 1-2-3 frame. Well, I have to thank you, Sarah. This has been such a blast. I always love when you come up and talk with me a little bit. But next time you're in town, if you'd like to come back up, we can maybe reconnect and talk about whoever's out here playing for the Taurus.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Sarah Goodrum, Houston Astros Director of Player Development. We head to the fourth inning next, tied up at 2.